Chapter 12. After seeing what my new camouflage power did, my next thought was wondering what else it would work on. I inched along the passage, glancing around the corner to ensure they were gone, then moved back along the corridor. Occasionally, I would stop at walls and grin, as my body automatically matched whatever I pressed up against in a hiding fashion. But I couldn't celebrate yet, because for all I knew, Charm and Twitch could be dead. My map led me back to the hideout, and I ran in, fearing the worst. It was a beautiful sight, seeing them standing there, arguing.
"He'd still be here if you'd held on to him,"
Charm was saying.
"And if you hadn't left us in the first place."
"I keep saying I never left,"
Twitch countered.
"I'm telling you, it was me blowing on your tail, me who opened the wall to save him, don't you?"
"Guys," I said, but neither seemed to hear me. They just kept arguing. "Guys," I shouted, and then stepped up to the wall, wishing to be hidden.
"Breaker?"
Twitch asked as she turned my way, eyes narrowing when she couldn't see me.
"Breaker?"
I waved, and she jumped at that, startled. "Right here," I said, calmly, not too loud.
What's happening right now?"
Charm asked.
"He's a real super now,"
Twitch said, pleased.
"Our boy's all grown up, gotten himself a power."
Charm watched as my skin and clothing returned to normal, then ran to me, throwing her arms around my neck and kissing me firmly. When she released me, her face was wreathed in smiles.
"How the hell did you get out of there?"
"This," I replied, gesturing to the wall. "I don't understand, but it happened, and they didn't see me." Twitch cleared her throat, nodded, and said,
"It's good to have you back."
I raised an eyebrow. That's all I was getting from her. "Really?" With a chuckle, I brushed it off as Twitch being Twitch and pulled Charm back in for a tight embrace. It was damn good being back, especially since I'd thought I was a dead man. "What did I miss?" I asked.
"Nothing,"
Twitch said.
"Charm took out two of them, just using her speed and strength, and I used my disappearing floor trick on one. Overall, it was a bust, though. Good thing I gave you that map. I wasn't sure if you'd meet us back here, though."
"Having powers can be pretty awesome," I said, beaming. "Though, it sure would be nice to be able to shoot laser blasts or whatever the hell those other guys were using, or travel through shadows, make black holes appear." Twitch arched an eyebrow at me, then turned away.
"It wasn't a total bust,"
Charm said.
"When I was cloaked, I got some intel. Less than 24 hours. That's how long we have until Ranger arrives. They need to have this place secured by then, or he's gonna go apeshit on them."
"That's something, at least,"
Twitch said, nodding and turning back to us.
"They're probably cleared out by now, after Plasma and the big guy did their thing."
"You're not worried that the enemy overtook them?" I asked.
"Not in the slightest."
She looked at me in deep thought.
"We can go a roundabout way to the Orange District, but let me just check something before we go."
Her screens went up, and she rolled through, typed, then pulled up more, looking at me. With a sigh, she said,
"Can you do that thing you did before, where you analyzed me, but on yourself?"
How she knew what I'd done came as a bit of a surprise, but I nodded and gave it a try. Willing to see my own stats again, the screen came up and I stared, confused, surprised, and a bit excited.
"It's different, isn't it?"
she asked. It certainly was. It said, "Level 3, Special Powers, Camouflage. Notes. Nothing to mix at the moment." I also noticed a more option, so selected it by pressing my finger in the sky, which I imagined looked weird to them since they couldn't see the screen. Stats popped up. And I don't mean more information, I mean actual stats, including a bar of percentage points that showed I was only 5% toward the next level. My best guess was that the biotech suit would adjust as I leveled up, helping me move faster and stronger, along with making other adjustments for balance. It sounded pretty stupid to me, considering the fact that they wanted me to help here, to be part of saving the galaxy, yet wouldn't give me full access to my powers. If this was some sort of stupid power-coming-with-responsibility thing, Well, there wasn't much I could do. But I didn't like it. I wanted full access now. An eye was in the corner, so I pushed it. The following message popped up. "This is all part of your test, to see if you are worthy to become an elder," the text at the bottom said. When you've leveled up and unleashed your full potential, we'll know you're ready and you may accept your seat in the Citadel. If not, you'll be dead.
Morbid, I muttered, gulping.
Talk to us, Breaker,
Twitch said. I guess there's more power, but this Jin guy doesn't fully trust me, I said, then explained the message I had read and the points.
How many skill points did it say you have?
Charm asked excitedly.
What?
Twitch asked.
You've heard of this before?
Charm beamed.
Oh, something you don't know. So you know how to give blowjobs, and I know about leveling up. Funny.
What's funny is my fist knocking out your teeth,
Twitch replied.
Talk.
Rumors about the Way of the Citadel,
Charm said.
Some girl I went to the academy with kept going on about this guy she was fooling around with. Told me all these stories about how he liked it in the butt, called it...
Focus,
Twitch reminded her.
Right, well, he would tell her about tests at the Citadel, how they trained their warriors, and yeah, sounded similar as all. And they'd get skill points to focus their training on paths that made the most sense for them. You know, playing up their strengths and all that.
Twitch looked thoughtful, then turned back to me.
Check to see if there are some numbers that aren't accounted for, or maybe with an S next to them.
I did, and sure enough, there was an SP at the top of the second screen. I'd just assumed SP meant spell points, I admitted. I was hoping that meant I'd learn a spell, get some mana.
This isn't a game,
Twitch chided me.
We don't have magic.
I'm not sure I see a big difference, honestly.
Shut up. See what you can do with the points.
Looking back at the screen hovering in front of me, I selected SP. My mouth dropped as a diagram appeared. Only the lines showed, no words or symbols or anything, like they were waiting to be written in. This is so fucking epic.
Tell us.
It looks like I only have 2 skill points, I said, checking out the screen. I guess one for each new level I've attained, and this first path has to do with this camouflage ability. I scrolled down, seeing options related to increasing the time it would stay, materials as well. Others said they'd give me the ability to move while camouflaged, or allow extra strength and damage from strikes while hidden.
But I can move when cloaked,
Charm pointed out.
Why go to all this trouble when your power is pretty much like mine, only with limitations?
And why do they do it like this? I asked. I mean, like a game.
Most likely,
Charm answered, grinning as she always seemed to when she had the answers.
Whatever hero made this possible had the powers to do it however they pleased, but felt this would be easiest to grasp for your mind.
You're kind of smart sometimes,
Twitch said, as if that was a compliment. Charm nodded, apparently accepting it as such. Twitch looked at me thoughtfully.
I'm not sure that's his power.
I just told you—
I know you were able to do it,
she cut me off.
But I think it's just a manifestation of your power.
Meaning?
Well, you have a similar power to Charm, right?
I nodded, then leaned back as she suddenly came toward me. She paused, tucked her green hair behind her ear, and smiled.
Mind if I try something?
Okay.
Great. I mean, you'll love it, and it'll teach us something. It's just... Oh, fuck it.
She hesitated, glanced back at Charm, and then said,
Can you get him started again?
Get me started? What do you mean? I looked back and forth between the two of them, confused, but Charm had caught on right away, apparently, because she now leaned in, too, grinning wide.
Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Sorry,
Twitch said, shrugging.
I'm just not the foreplay type, and this really is necessary. For science. Maybe for our survival.
I still didn't quite follow. Not until Twitch knelt and yanked down my pants again. As I really hadn't been expecting this, and having just been running for my life wasn't exactly in the mood, I pulled back, embarrassed for my limp dick to be flopping out there for them both to see.
Oh, it's so cute like this,
Charm said, nuzzling it with her nose. I'm a grower, not a shower, I said, cringing at my own cliche. But damn it, it was true. And even though they'd both seen it hard, this was embarrassing.
Give it a minute,
Twitch said.
It'll catch up.
I don't know what's going on here, but you can't just... Charm had taken my entire limp dick in her mouth and was moving it around with her tongue. And damn, that felt great.
You were saying?
Twitch asked. and as I stood there, my cock slowly growing in one woman's mouth, the other started to seductively remove her shirt. Unlike Charm's nice, perky, but slightly on the small side breasts, Twitch had more than a handful each. Much more. As she stood there, shirt off and hair pulled back to let me see her beauty, my cock hit full salute. Charm gagged, had to pull back slightly, and then turned to see Twitch's breasts with a look of surprise.
"Oh, wow,"
Charm said, then gave me a grin.
"Looks like we got her."
"As I said."
Twitch stepped forward, taking one of my hands and placing it awkwardly on her right breast.
"It's for our survival. You'll understand when we're done here."
"Done?" I gulped. She nodded and glanced down, then frowned. I got the message, starting to caress her breast, and Charm took a step back, watching with curiosity and glee. Seeing that Twitch was into this, I stepped closer, still feeling odd with my cock out like that, but when I bent over and kissed the bottom of her breast, she closed her eyes and breathed deep. I traced it with my tongue up to her nipple, which I circled before taking the whole areola in my mouth. My tongue flicked her nipple, and she reached out, rubbing her hands through my hair. Next, she pulled my head up to her neck, which I kissed before moving on to her mouth.
"No,"
she said, turning away and then motioned to the floor.
"Lie down."
I glanced at Charm, and she smiled and gave me a nod of encouragement. My own cheerleader, I thought with a chuckle, and went to it, lying on my back, my cock fully erect and exposed.
"Now,"
Twitch said as she wiggled out of her pants.
"I want to make this very clear. No emotions, okay? This is for
science. I get it," I said, staring up with anticipation. My back arched with desire at the sight of her standing there fully nude. Surprisingly, the hair between her legs matched the green on her head, only darker. When she stepped over me, I saw the crack of her pussy and tried to lift myself up to kiss her thighs, but she put a hand on my chest, pushed me back down, and straddled me.
"It's been a while,"
she said.
"So, just... yeah."
"Should I jump in here?"
Charm asked, and I turned my head to see that she was leaning over me, way closer than I thought she'd be.
"Or just watch still."
"Watch,"
Twitch said.
"Or touch him if you want you to. I don't care."
Charm bit her lip and looked at me as if waiting for permission, and I nodded. This was all so weird. I didn't really have a clue what was happening. So she pulled up my shirt and started rubbing her hands along my chest and abs, really just using it as an excuse to get closer and watch as Twitch leaned into me, her breasts almost touching Charm's face, and then her moist pussy was on me. I could feel her hairs on my abs, and she pushed back, finding my cock, and then started to slide it in. She shuddered and let out a moan, then leaned back, large breasts fully in my face. Charm's nails dug into me as she watched this, then moved down to my pubic hair and twirled it as Twitch moved herself up and down on me, moaning, working it inch by inch, slowly getting herself used to it.
"Very good growing there,"
Charm said, cheering me on again.
"Look at that girth, I mean..."
"Shut up,"
Twitch said, as Charm pulled back, hand to her mouth, and grinned, giving me a thumbs up. This lady was crazy, but I kind of liked the whole playful attitude thing. There I was, getting ridden by a beautiful supervillain, another watching, and I still had no clue why this was happening. For science and survival, yeah, but how that made sense, I couldn't wait to find out.
"I'm just not sure if you need to come, or I do, or if it matters at all."
Twitch was moving faster now, and suddenly pushed Charm aside as she lurched forward, eyes closed and mouth open. She was going faster, faster, faster. I rolled my head back and saw Charm had her shirt up, one hand caressing her own breasts. Her other hand went to her mouth, and she sucked on her finger while I watched. Then she pressed it down and slid her hand down inside her pants. Twitch started yelping now, softly. Not so loud that anyone outside those walls would hear, but definitely getting into it.
"For science!"
She groaned, and then grunted and wrapped her arms around me before rolling, taking me with her so that I was on top, growling as she moaned.
"Fuck me! Fuck me!"
I was stunned. It was so unlike her, but her eyes challenged me to disobey, so fuck her I did. She pulled her legs up over my shoulders, and I grabbed her thighs, going to town on her, thrusting with everything I had, and Charm was there, licking her lips at me and fingering herself, mound exposed as her pants were pressed down, tail wagging, a fact that I quickly diverted my attention away from, and then Twitch slapped me. At first I tried to stop, to pull away, but she moved her legs to my waist and pulled me in harder, all the way, and slapped me again.
"Fucking come!"
she said, rocking me to her motion.
"Do it! Do it! Do it!"
And then I did, my chest feeling like it was giving out, my arms shaking, and she moaned long and hard, her abs tightening up in a cute little way, her breasts shaking with each move as I thrust and thrust again, getting the full pleasure out of this moment in case it never came again. Might as well get the most out of it.
"Help me,"
Charm said, unable to control herself anymore, and she stripped off her pants. My dick was already losing its firmness, and I started to say so, but she shook her head.
"You wanted to taste me? Do it."
She pushed me back and away from Twitch, straddling my head and thrust her wet pussy onto my face. I fucking loved it. All of that passion that had been held back with Twitch because of confusion and uncertainty now burst out through my tongue, and I was lapping her up, caressing the sides of her pussy and then moving to her clit, circling it, rubbing my tongue back and forth, doing anything and everything I could with the tool at my disposal.
"Just do what you need to do,"
I faintly heard Twitch say, vaguely aware of her moving to the wall to sit next to us and watch. And then Charm was moaning and tensing too, finally letting out a squeal, and she was done, my lips and chin covered in her fluids. My breathing was heavy, as was both of theirs, and we all sat there, overwhelmed, exhausted, loving the moment. Finally, I turned to Twitch and waited. Her eyes met mine and this time held my gaze.
"Best science experiment ever."
"I know, I learned a lot,"
Charm added. "Are you serious?" I asked Twitch. "You're sticking to this science thing," Twitch grinned.
"It was fun, too. You've got a huge cock when it's hard. Kind of would have been a surprise if I hadn't seen it last night."
"So, now you admit you were watching," she shrugged. "And this science?" I asked.
"Ah, right."
She glanced over at Charm, eyes moving over her nude form, and smiled.
"My theory was this. You got a blowjob from her, and your powers started working. Or rather, you adapted a power like hers, only slightly different. So, my choices were between a blowjob or this, and... sorry, for some reason it seemed easier to stick a stranger's cock down there than in my mouth."
"A stranger?"
"Not anymore,"
she said with another deep breath. "Wait, so you're saying you think I might have some of your power now?" I stood up, not caring that I had no pants on at the moment. "Holy shit, wait, that's twisted if it's true, isn't it? I mean, getting powers from sex?"
"I'd considered that it might be something like how STDs used to be transmitted,"
she admitted.
"Blood sharing and all that. But I didn't want to cut us both and test that way. Honestly, I might have wanted this for other reasons aside from science."
"You don't say," I laughed. Charm grinned.
"I kinda noticed you enjoying it,"
Twitch nodded.
"Maybe it'll happen again. Who knows? The point is, we need to see if it worked. I mean, the science part."
"Because we all know the rest of it worked,"
Charm said, winking at me. "Is it weird that I feel kinda used?" I asked, grabbing my pants and underwear. As I put them on, I added, "In my world, sex is usually more of a relationship thing."
"Ours too,"
Twitch said.
"Though you are with supervillains, I should remind you. We are known for being naughty."
"Neither of you really are, though," I pointed out.
"Technically, I'm still a virgin,"
Charm pointed out.
"Not my mouth or hand, but, you know."
"I meant neither of you are supervillains," I clarified, trying to not think about her going down on me again. Charm and Twitch shared a skeptical look. They both still thought they deserved to be here in some twisted way. Right then, I decided it would be my goal to ensure that thought was obliterated from their minds by the time we escaped from this prison.
"How about you pull up your info there and see if the test worked?"
Twitch said. I pulled up my screen. It said, "Level 3. Special powers? Manipulation. Camouflage. Notes. Mixture successful, with current levels at 195% accordingly." They noticed my frown and asked what it was while I scrolled over. Where there had been the camo skill sets before, there was something new now. What appeared to be similar skill sets as before, but with alterations. Where before it had said camo with mobility, now there was a new addition to the side that allowed for self-illusion. Continuing down the branches, there was one that said object as illusion, and another that said conjure illusion. "This sounds crazy," I said as I stood, legs wobbly. "The skill points. Let me try this." I used my 2 skill points to get camo with mobility and the self-illusion addition, then closed the screen.
"Well?"
Twitch said, her voice barely hiding her impatience. "Let's see," I said, and then stood against the wall. I took on the color and texture, and this time, when I moved away from the wall, it stuck. Only a sliding bar appeared where the screen normally would. As it was moving down toward empty, I assumed that meant how much time I had. I wasn't sure how to do the illusion part of it. At first, I imagined a wolf, like the werewolf kinds from old movies, but nothing was happening. I frowned, confused, but didn't have long to wait to figure it out. As soon as the timer bar became empty, both women stared at me, pulling back in shock. Charm actually hit the wall with her head and yelped.
"How the f—"
Twitch started, and then the surprise left her eyes. "What?" I asked, glancing down to see I was back to normal.
"You were a standing, glowering wolf, but only for a couple seconds,"
she said.
"Badass."
Charm rubbed her head, eyeing me with a new level of respect. After a moment of silence, my eyes roamed over them, and they each took that as a reminder that they were still nude. They dressed as Twitch spoke.
"Clearly, the test worked. Well worth every minute, too."
She gave me a brief smile to show she was joking.
"Thing is, you don't seem to just copy the person's power. You kind of adapt it in some way."
"And mix it," I noted. "Like a color wheel, kind of?"
"You lost me,"
Charm admitted, pulling her shirt down over her tits. I was sad to see them go. "Like mixing red and blue, you get purple. Maybe it's like that here? What is red in this case? Yellow. And how do I get to orange?"
"So what?"
Charm asked.
"You have to sleep with the entire prison ship to see what sort of powers you can get?"
"Definitely not doing that," I said.
"Plus,"
Twitch added,
"what if some powers override the old? Or at some point, using your analogy, if you add enough colors, do you just get brown?"
"And do they fade?"
Charm asked.
"You know, like chalk and how it clears away when it rains? Or crayons, which taste good. Do you taste better now?"
She leaned in and licked my cheek.
"About the same."
"Thanks for that," I said, wiping my cheek.
"Remember the blood theory,"
Twitch interjected.
"If I'm right, we might have to simply share blood with the super. And here's the thing. This prison kept its ability to block supers from using their powers because of one individual. One of the elders, and he... Charm, yes?"
Charm was raising her hand excitedly.
Ooh, he has a brother here!"
"Exactly. I'd be willing to bet Ranger somehow saw to said elder's brother getting out of his bondage so that he could use his powers to counteract the good brother's powers, thereby letting all other supers regain their own. If we could just steal the bad brother's powers, we might be able to at least put the prison back into lockdown."
"Except that powers might mix and get muddied, as we discussed," I pointed out.
"It's our only chance."
"Well, when you put it like that..." I ran a hand through my hair. "No time for a nap?"
"None."
"In that case, that's our plan, right? Find this brother of the elder, mix blood, and take his powers. Hope that I get it right, that I don't get some weird STD or whatever by mixing blood with him, and go from there."
"I couldn't have said it better myself,"
Charm said.
I probably could have,"
Twitch said.
"But that about sums it up. Minus the STD thing. Remember, they don't exist here. Also, I wouldn't worry about..."
She glanced down at my cock, pursed her lips, and said,
"Babies, I mean. Not that you seem to."
Oh, shit. The thought hadn't even crossed my mind. With all the excitement, I'd forgotten about rubbers completely.
"Like I said, relax. Supers live incredibly long, which is awesome, but it's also incredibly difficult to have babies. Chances of a super getting pregnant without help are like 1%. So, that's practically protection right there."
"To be clear on the plan," I said, "we're still going to the Orange District?" Twitch nodded.
We'll need more than just us looking for him. Teaming up with a resistance force, or forming one if necessary, will be a good first step. Now, let's go make new friends and find ourselves a super to bleed.
I was relieved, scared, and my dick was exhausted. But I smiled, nodded, and followed them out to go hunt a super.